tribal leaders in Maine say they're surprised and a bit confused by Governor Paul LePage's decision to rescind a three-year-old executive order proclaiming a special relationship between the tribes and the state. It's unclear what prompted the move, but as A.J. Higgins reports, some tribal officials believe it may be an act of retribution.
The executive order, released 3 years ago, states that Maine's Indian tribes would be included in discussions over laws and policies affecting Native peoples. But last week, LePage rescinded that executive order against the backdrop of a contentious dispute over state water quality standards. The sudden change of heart arrived in the form of an email from the governor's office to Penobscot Nation Chief Kirk Francis.
I'm a little bit, well, a lot confused by it. I don't understand where it came from.
LePage's new order explicitly rescinds the older proclamation, which created a special relationship between the state and the Passamaquoddy tribe, the Penobscot Nation, the Houlton Band of Maliseets, and the Aroostook Band of Mi'kmaqs. The new order declares that the tribes are sovereigns in their own right and that the relationship between them and the state amount to a, quote, relationship between equals with its own set of responsibilities. But Francis says the document then takes a turn and declares all tribal members, their government structures, their lands or natural resources are subject to the laws of the state.
This does nothing more in terms of providing for anything productive but throw fuel on an already very emotional and tumultuous relationship.
3 years ago, tribal leaders thought LePage's special relationship language could signal a turning point in a mercurial relationship with the state that was punctuated by frequent disputes involving water and hunting and fishing rights. But Brenda Commander, chief of the Houlton Band of Maliseets, says LePage's goals for tribal consultations on issues that affected them never actually played out.
The consultation would let us sit down together and talk about how that would affect us, and I really didn't see that happening.
Francis agrees, saying that LePage's decision to rescind the special relationship isn't all that great of a loss.
I will say, you know, that's continued to be a work in progress and hasn't really met the goals and objectives of the executive order.
Tribal leaders say they believe the administration's decision to rescind the executive order may have been prompted in part by recent statements by officials with the U.S. Department of Environmental Protection who say Maine must approve stringent pollution standards to safeguard water quality on tribal lands. Maine has rejected the EPA's demands, and the Penobscot Nation has sued the state over its assertion that the tribe does not have control over the water quality of the Penobscot River. Passamaquoddy Tribal Chief Fred Moore says LePage's executive order is an act of retribution.
It's really a retaliation for the EPA letter to the Maine DEP concerning Maine's water quality standards. And the fact that they impact Passamaquoddy sustenance fishing rights, and those rights are a federally protected right.
Tribal leaders say that LePage's latest executive order also points blame at the tribes for failing to contribute to consultations in a way that respects the state's interests. That's a charge that baffles Chief Francis.
I'm not sure what we've done to make this relationship unproductive, except try to work for some basic indigenous and human rights for Wabanaki people and to have that respected.
Leaders from all four tribes are expected to meet Friday to discuss a possible response to the governor's executive order. The governor's office did not respond to MPBN's request for comment by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.